Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. We are in the month of Shavuot. This is a month called Strike. And we've been talking about striking the ground. Strike the ground with your prayers. A strike many times is referred to something where you take a stand and you stand on what God has said. In Israel, it's a time where the rains are coming. And so there's a lashing, there's a striking of the rains. It's a blessing month. It's a month where angels are being released. It is a month that is second to the month of Tevet, right? This is the fifth month, but the fourth month was Tevet, which was right before this month of Shavuot, and it was a month of purification. And so we have gone through that process of purification. God has cleansed your soul. He is now properly positioning you to make a dent in the earth, come on, to strike the ground, to begin to start moving forward. And I've got a really good message for you this week, because God is restoring things this week. That which the locusts have stolen, the cankerworm and the palmer worm have eaten, God is going to restore and repay. We are still in the double portion time in accordance with Joel chapter 2. We entered that in October 2nd, 2024. So this is a time of fruitfulness and flourishing. It's a time where we are getting ourselves set up for the brand new Hebrew New Year again, which is going to be coming during Passover in the month of April. And so this is an important time. And prophetically, I just want to speak to you about this being a time of restoration and healing. I know some of you have been saying, Lord, when am I going to see my relationships restored, my home restored, my business restored, my finances restored? Guess what? Restoration is coming to you this month. I had a dream, and God began to show me some people that were estranged from the body of Christ. They had made some decisions, and they were getting ready to repent and come back into that place of restoration. There's going to be some leaders in the body of Christ that come back again. They're going to come back and be restored, and we need to have open arms to receive them in this season. We also, I saw in the spirit realms that not only are people going to be restored, but they're also going to be returned back to the original state that they were in prior to their fall, prior to their mess up. See, God says he's going to repay, all right? So that means not the restoration is a full restoration, all right? It is something where God's going to bring you back to the beginning and start fresh again. I can hear in the spirit realm some of you right now going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this, because not only have I had a breaking down, but I've been concerned about whether or not I'm going to regain everything that was lost because of my poor decisions. Come on, I'm here to speak a word into your life. And God says, yes, he says he is restoring, but he's also repaying. So there's a level of restitution that's coming. People are going to welcome you back even where you've made a mistake. Come on, you need to get on the phone and start calling people right now. The atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere is ready for you to ask for forgiveness, to repent at this time, and then to come back in full restoration. Listen, everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the locust stole from you, it shall be returned. I want to read to you scripture from Joel chapter 2, and we know this is the double portion scriptures, and this is the time where God says specifically that he is going to be sending blessings to us in every way. Our vats are going to overflow with new wine and oil, right? That's part of this double portion time. And this is it from Joel chapter 2, verse 24. And then Joel chapter 2, verse 25 says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust, the young locust, the other locust, and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. And then he says, you will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of your Lord, the Lord your God. He has worked wonders for you, and never again will my people be ashamed. Okay, so some of you made some wrong turns along the way, but today is your blessing day, because God says he's going to restore, He's going to bring forth a double portion blessing, even in the midst. You see, this reveals to us how good God is. And you know, Jesus Christ redeemed all things for us. When he died on the cross, was buried, and resurrected, the word says that all things were redeemed, right? And so because all things are redeemed, we are now in the new order of Melchizedek. We are now in a new and living way. It's a way of life. It is a new way of life that is like heaven. Come on, somebody help me out here. See, we have to start manifesting the culture of heaven in the earth, which means we have to start understanding what God is saying about the culture of heaven and making that be manifest. Now, this isn't a new teaching. Jesus tried to teach the disciples this, right? They watched his life, and then they tried to replicate that by the power of the Holy Spirit after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. But the Apostle Paul speaks to us about the fact that the church is now seated in heavenly places. Our kingdom citizenship or conversation is in heaven. This means that we are to manifest heaven in the earth. And so when God says he's going to repay, restitution is going to come, that there is going to be a restoring of all things. He's saying that from the base foundation of the fact that Jesus Christ has made all restoration possible. Okay? And all restoration is possible in your life every day. Yes, this particular week in Shavuot, this is a week where God is going to restore some things in a mighty way. You're going to see a great move of God for the rest of this month in restoration and in fruitfulness. Why? Because you took time to be purified, spirit, soul, and body. You took time to hand everything over to the Lord. That which we give unto him, he returns to us 100-fold. And so this is a time and a season where we need to praise God for his word. In Joel chapter 2, in this season of double portion, which is going to last until Passover this year, it is a time where we remember what his word says, and we hold fast to the word. We hold fast to the confession of our faith, and we hold fast to life. See, the earth realms are going to do what the earth realms do. They produce death, okay? And we were born into death, and we had to be redeemed in order that we could now live a life of fullness, a life of fruitfulness and of growth. And Shavuot represents that too. It represents a time where you were pruned in January or in Tevet, and this month you get to advance in the fruitfulness that is coming from your pruning time. And one of those is that you are picking up the sound of heaven. You're picking up the manifestation of heaven being made clearer to you. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Some of you are tapping into hearing the sounds of heaven in a new way. You're understanding heaven. You're understanding the culture of heaven. Even ministry leaders are picking up new sounds of heaven. Here in 2025, there's a release of God's grace, and there's a preparation for a greater release of his glory in the earth, and you are being primed in that area. I love Revelation 22:2, and I'm going to read that to you. This is about the culture of heaven. I need you to think about restoration, okay? And so the culture of heaven, it says specifically, and this was a vision that God gave the Apostle John, that an angel was showing him there was a river of the water of life. It was as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. That's in heaven. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Listen, this tree was so remarkable that it yielded fruit all year round. Come on, it didn't go dormant in the wintertime. It was bearing every single month. And it says that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and the servants will serve him. They'll see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There'll be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Well, listen, I got good news for you. And you don't have to wait till Messiah returns a second time in order for you to realize the blessings of heaven today. See, this is existing in the present realm. Okay. So in other words, everlasting life starts today. It doesn't start when your body goes in the ground in heaven, and then your spirit and soul go to heaven as that primary residence, because your primary residence is heaven now. You might be saying, but Candace, I live on the earth. This is my residence here. I'm an alien here. That is true. You're an alien in this realm, but your home is that realm. So if your home is that realm, then you need to treat where you're presently at like where you came from. Because where you came from is a huge blessing. And see, Jesus has redeemed all of that you might now live in life, Zoe life. That means the order of Melchizedek, the new and living, new and life way, okay? It's a new and living way. And in that new and living way, there's healing that comes all the time. There's the manifestation of blessings all the time. There's great movement and glory all the time, all right? And see, that can be ours even today. But you have to believe it. How many people believe it? And there's a rare few that believe it, that believe the culture of heaven can be made manifest in the earth today. So you need you to test your belief system right now. You need to begin to test. What do you believe? Is this too good to be true when I'm telling you that Jesus redeemed all things, that he redeemed time, that all things have been made whole, righteous, pure, and holy? I know we're living that out, but see, the only way that we're going to make the change that's living it out here and now in the earth is a preparation for the earth to bear exactly what heaven says to be truth, okay? So when you strike the ground, or when you walk out the culture of heaven in the earth, what you're doing is saying, I'm determined to live from my heavenly place. I am just going to walk here, all right? And everywhere my foot treads, I am going to be given this land from the Lord, and it's going to turn to heaven, right? It's going to turn to heaven. Why? Because you're there. And when you're there, heaven is there. All right. And so see, your mind needs to shift. Your mind needs to change. So when we talk about God restoring all things this week or this month and preparing you for a greater life of fruitfulness, a greater life where there's fruit that's forming all 12 months of the year, then you have to properly position yourself from that heavenly place of thinking. See, the battle's in the mind, right? See, this has got to get straight. You've got to know where you're at, why you're there, what are you supposed to be doing, how are you supposed to live there? Not how are you supposed to live here, how are you supposed to live there? And then you'll live here. Come on, somebody help me out here. It's not how am I supposed to live now here. It's how am I supposed to live there? And then all of a sudden it begins to happen here. So in Revelation 22, we see the New Jerusalem. We see what God is going to make manifest here. But how's he going to make it manifest here? We have to tread that out in the earth. We have to make that possible now, because then we are like John the Baptist and we are preparing the earth to be like heaven for the return of Yeshua, our Messiah. So this is an exciting time, and you've enlisted in the army of the Lord that brings heaven to earth. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited for you right now. And that's a world where everything has been restored. It's a world where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. It's a world where there's no tears. There's no money. There's no buying and selling. There's bartering through giving. Every need has been met, like Acts chapter 4. Come on, they broke bread together and every need was met. It's a place where we are overwhelmed with our giving, because we recognize the culture of heaven is a culture of giving. And it's also a culture of restoration. It's a culture of healing. It's a culture that demands that the glory of God be made manifest everywhere that it's at. Come on, sign up today to be part of the culture of heaven being made manifest in the earth. Now, I know what you say, I'm going to sign up today. Really, signing up today means if you're already a Christian, you're just coming into agreement now with where you're seated already. Okay. See, we become born again, and that already catapults us to that place of everlasting. But we have to believe it. We have to think it. We have to live it out. That will help us be a manifestation of heaven in the earth. And then where we go in the earth, we are treading heaven out. See, God is giving us that land so that heaven can be made manifest. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited in this place. So this is a time of restoration. It's a time of healing. It's a time that God is not only going to restore you and others from the fall, but He's going to return everything to you. Just like He says, I'm redeeming all things because the days are evil. What days is He talking about? He's talking about the days in the earth are evil, but when heaven touches it, all things are redeemed. Come on, all things go back to brand new. Listen, I just want to give you a high five right now, and I'm going to pray for you because God is doing a mighty thing. You're going to start to see funds come back into your bank account. Your bank account's going to be restored. You're going to start to see your marriage being restored, your children being restored and returning home. You're going to start to see opportunities, new wine opportunities coming to you. Why? Because you set aside to vet to be purified. And now this month, angels are released in the earth to bring you what you need, the double portion blessings that God has set aside for you. See, no enemy can steal what God has written belongs to you, even when you foul it up. And see, this is what my dream was. People had made mistakes, and they had they're now coming back to repent for their mistakes and ask for forgiveness. And God is restoring them back to their original condition before they ever made the mistake. Come on, what does that sound like? That sounds like when we become born again, all things are restored. We get a brand new spirit, right? We go from being dead to alive. We get the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And then God begins to transform our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions into the likeness of Jesus, which is the likeness of life everlasting. It's a living within the culture of heaven. Listen, the measure you use will be measured unto you. Well, what, you know, that's Luke chapter 6, verse 38. We always use it in relation to money, but it's in relation to the faith levels that you have for heaven. The measure you use of believing that heaven is now, and it's not something that you wait for, heaven is now, and making that manifest in the earth will then expand. The measure you use of your faith shall then expand the reality being made present in the earth today. I'm getting excited. Listen, I want to prophesy to somebody right now. God says that you're getting ready to be offered a new job, a new position. And then this position is going to be a position of great expansion for you. And though you may be not offered a lot of income right here in the beginning, but God says if you will receive that which He is offering to you, it will then bring forth the blessings that you need to sustain your family and additional families as well. Those are going to be additional blessings. Blessing that's going to come forth as a result of that. Come on. So somebody is receiving a brand new job, and it might look like a lateral move for you, but listen, God says take it, because there is a door that is getting ready to open for you in faith where things are going to begin to expand at next levels. I want to speak to somebody. You have a child in the hospital right now. God is going to heal your child. We're dispatching angels to your child right now. We're speaking life over your child. May every temperature or fever be broken off your child right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just praise you and I thank you. I see teeth. There's some pain in the teeth right now in the name of Jesus. I say be healed right now in Jesus' name and get a full new set of teeth in Jesus' name. Come on, teeth often means in the spirit realms wisdom. You're going to cut your teeth on some wisdom. Some wisdom is coming to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray for greater spiritual hearing and greater spiritual sight right now in the name of Yeshua. May that come to you. May you grab a hold of a seer prophetic anointing in a new way and begin to see the culture of heaven and manifest from this place in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray for your children right now, that they return home, that they come to know Yeshua as their Lord and Savior, that they stand for righteousness, purity, and holiness, and stand against evil, no matter what they're faced with in their schools, in their colleges, wherever they're at right now, in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for our legacy. I want to pray for children that are in child slavery or sex trafficked right now. The angels being dispatched to release them and put them in the hands of good people that are going to carry them into their place of refuge, their place of healing right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, whew, I feel that right now in Jesus' name. Listen, if you're ready to start your year in a brand new way, I want you to join me for my next Ascension class. These classes are free. There's no excuse. You can come on with me once a month. I do it two times in one day, a morning session and a night session, Eastern time zone, 10 a.m. Eastern. That means Africa and Europe can get on board with me. If I do it at night, also at 6 p.m. Eastern time, that means the rest of the United States and also all the way out to Hawaii and even Australia can join in at that hour, or the Asian countries. And so, Father, we just praise you and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for these ascension classes. Listen, do you want to learn how to live in the realms of the ascension? Do you want to learn how to manifest the culture of heaven? Then get online with me on February 24th. Fill out the little form below so we know how to get you the Zoom link, all right? That's all we need to do is get you that Zoom link and then you can come on with me. February 24th is going to be a very, very special time. We have people all over the world that will be on the line to learn how to live in the realms of the ascension. Come on, I'm getting excited. Maybe you're ready to start learning how to have your soul transformed, to walk out your healing every day. Maybe you want to learn how to be a healing and deliverance minister and you need the foundations for that. Maybe you want to learn how to live in the realms of the supernatural. Then join us for our Soul Transformation or a Dream Mentors 101 Biblical Life Coaching course. We have classes starting all the time. Go to dreammentors.org. Get your credential. Learn how to be a good discipler. Learn how to be a good teacher of the word. Learn how to host small groups out of your house. Learn how to begin to start moving in the call that God has on your life. How about prayer groups? Would you like to be a part of the prayer movement? Go to hervoicemovement.com, MVMT.com. The May Day celebrations are coming up the entire month of May. We're going to 5 cities and we're going to be empowering people to stand for the gospel. We're going to be giving away free haircuts. We're going to be standing in the streets. This is a remarkable time. Listen, all you got to do is go to hervoicemvmt.com. My ministry partners with Jenny Donnelly Ministries, to Telestai Ministries in order to advance the gospel message. We're going to be going to New York, Miami, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Houston, Texas. 5 cities. Come and join us in the streets. Bring people that need to be saved. We're going to have a time of standing for the Lord, praying, prayers, healing. Like I said, haircuts, free haircuts for kids. But we're going to be standing against the agendas that are in the earth today that are causing our children to be led astray or to be harmed. We're standing for our kids. Come on, don't mess with our kids. This is what we're saying. We're saying, let's position ourselves to be a church that stands. Go to hervoicemvmt.com and sign up today. Be a part of the prayer groups. We have a prayer group running through Dream Mentors International. Simply go to my website and learn how you can get involved in our apostolic prayer group, okay? We want you to come and be a part with us. We pray. We're going to be praying, okay? And we're going to be standing with Her Voice Movement so that we can continue to see change happen in the earth. Yes, we have a huge change that's happened in the United States with our new president-elect. However, this does not mean that we do not continue to strike the ground. We do not continue to march forward, because we do, because we want the culture of heaven to be made manifest in the earth. That's the call of the people of God. We got to clean up the land for the return of Jesus. So when you begin to live like the culture of heaven, the earth gets changed into the manifestation of heaven. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. All right, get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. I'm going to walk you through the whole month of Shavuot. Don't you want to learn every single day? You get a prophetic revelation. I'm going to teach you how to integrate the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar, how to stand every single month. There's a special word for you. I have people all over the world that use this book, and they tell me, oh my gosh, every day I read my devotional and I pray, and you've given me scripture in it, and it helps me know what God is going to do in my life today and this week. And it's straight from the Word of God, okay? And the Hebrew calendar understanding keeps us focused in this area. All right, so what did I say? Join me for Ascend classes on February 24th. Join our soul transformation and our dream mentors. Go to dreamenters.org. Join our prayer group, okay? You can go on our website or go to hervoicemovement.com and come out for the May Day celebrations in the month of May. If you're in any of those five cities, come and join us, all right? Every single weekend, pretty much, there's going to be another event. And then get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, and you are set to go. All right, somebody give me a high five. This is a week of restoration and restitution. All right, be blessed and share this with a friend. Go on my YouTube, like my YouTube, subscribe to it. That's a huge blessing to me if you'll do that. Do you know this year, YouTube took 15,000 subscribers from me? Just ripped them right out. So I'd like to regain my subscriber base. Can you do me a favor and go on YouTube and just like my subscribe to my channel? And every week you're going to get this prophetic word. You might be watching me on Facebook right now. You might already be watching me on YouTube. Share this with a friend and just bless today, because the more subscribers we have, the more ability our message will get out there and really reach people who are in need. And that's all we want to do, is we are blessed to be a blessing. All right. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week.